This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK Research Council awards 2.31 mils to digital chronic disease solutions, but evidence gaps remain. Editorially reviewed by Profi Porikadze, MDMPH PhD, GMJ News Desk. The National Institute for Healthcare and Research, NIHR, has announced 2.31 million in funding for digital and home-based innovations aimed at preventing and managing chronic health conditions, according to the Institute's April 2026 announcement under its Invention for Innovation, I4I, scheme. The investment reflects growing recognition that chronic disease management is fundamental to healthy aging as global life expectancy continues to rise. However, an accompanying editorial in The Lancet Digital Health raises urgent questions about whether current evidence adequately supports these digital interventions, and what practical barriers may limit their real-world effectiveness and adoption. Key takeaways: the NIHR allocated £2.31 million in April 2026 to digital and home-based chronic disease research through its I4I scheme. Funded projects range from self-management platforms to remote monitoring tools, addressing a demographic imperative driven by rising global life expectancy. Evidence quality for digital chronic disease interventions remains uneven, with gaps between efficacy in trials and effectiveness in routine clinical practice. Implementation barriers, including digital literacy, healthcare system integration, and equity of access, may limit real-world impact despite innovation potential. 2.31 million NIHR funding awarded in April 2026 for digital and home-based chronic disease prevention and management innovations through the Invention for Innovation, I4I, scheme. Digital chronic disease innovations funded by NIHR I4I scheme. Estimated allocation across intervention categories based on NIHR portfolio priorities: self-management platforms 100%, remote monitoring tools 85%, home-based interventions 72%, integration infrastructure 45%. Source: NIHR Invention for Innovation Scheme Portfolio 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Why chronic disease innovation matters now. Global demographic trends create unprecedented urgency for chronic disease research and management. Life expectancy has risen globally, with the United Nations World Population Prospects indicating that older populations are growing faster than working-age cohorts in most developed and middle-income countries. This shift means healthcare systems must manage not only more patients with chronic conditions, such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, but also the complications and comorbidities that accumulate with advancing age. Digital and home-based interventions represent a potential scaling solution. They promise to shift disease management from episodic, resource-intensive hospital visits to continuous, patient-centered monitoring and self-care. The Lancet Digital Health editorial notes that this shift is not merely aspirational, but economically necessary, particularly for healthcare systems already strained by capacity constraints and rising costs of in-person care. Evidence quality and the trial-to-practice gap. Despite the policy momentum, a critical distinction exists between what research trials demonstrate and what works reliably in real clinical practice. Randomized controlled trials, RCTs, of digital chronic disease interventions often show modest benefits in controlled settings, particularly when participants are highly engaged, have consistent internet access, and receive regular research team support. However, translating these results to uncontrolled, routine primary care or community settings has proven challenging. The Lancet Digital Health editorial highlights that many published studies of digital interventions suffer from methodological limitations, small sample sizes, short follow-up periods, selection bias, and lack of comparison with standard care. Real-world effectiveness studies, which measure outcomes in typical patient populations using standard healthcare workflows, remain far less common than efficacy trials. This gap creates risk. Funding awarded to innovations that show promise in trials may not translate to improved outcomes or cost-effectiveness in practice. A key barrier to evidence synthesis is heterogeneity in study design and outcome measurement. Systematic reviews of digital interventions for chronic diseases frequently note that comparable data are difficult to extract across studies because different researchers use different platforms, target different patient populations, and measure different outcomes. This fragmentation makes it difficult for policymakers and healthcare leaders to synthesize what evidence actually exists and to prioritize funding strategically. Implementation barriers beyond technology. Even well-designed digital tools face significant real-world adoption challenges. The editorial identifies several implementation barriers that funding and innovation alone cannot overcome: digital literacy and equity. Older adults and lower-income populations, who often have the highest chronic disease burden, report lower digital literacy and less consistent broadband access. A 2024 survey of digital health access in the UK found that approximately 1 in 5 adults over age 65 reported insufficient familiarity with digital health tools. Designing interventions that assume smartphone access or mobile app navigation may inadvertently exclude the populations most likely to benefit. Healthcare system integration. Many funded digital self-management platforms operate as standalone applications, separate from the electronic health records, EHRs, used by general practitioners and hospital systems. This siloing creates friction. Clinicians may not see patient-generated data from apps, and patients must manually enter information in multiple systems. Funding innovation alone does not address the systemic, contractual, and technical barriers to interoperability that exist within the National Health Service, NHS infrastructure. Clinician engagement and workload. Remote monitoring tools generate data, but clinicians must have time and protocols to respond to alerts and abnormal readings. Without clear escalation pathways and protected time for review, home monitoring can shift workload burden to primary care teams without improving outcomes. The Lancet Digital Health editorial notes that implementation studies frequently underestimate clinician time costs, particularly in general practice, where capacity is already constrained. Strategic directions for evidence and implementation. The NIHR's $2.31 million investment is necessary, but the accompanying editorial argues it must be paired with parallel investment in implementation science and real-world effectiveness research. Specifically, the authors suggest mandate effectiveness data collection. Funded projects should be required to conduct or contribute to pragmatic, real-world effectiveness trials, not merely efficacy trials. These studies should include diverse patient populations, measure clinically meaningful outcomes, and track implementation fidelity and costs. Funding bodies should insist on pre-registered study protocols and transparent reporting of null or negative findings, addressing the current bias toward publishing positive results only. Invest in interoperability standards. Digital innovations cannot achieve their potential if they operate in isolation. The NIHR and NHS England's Digital Transformation Arm, NHSX, should fund infrastructure for integration between digital tools and existing EHR systems, ensuring that patient data flows seamlessly and that clinicians can incorporate tool-generated insights into clinical workflows without manual re-entry. Co-design with implementation partners. Innovations funded through the I4I scheme should include end users, patients with varying digital literacy, busy clinicians, and healthcare administrators in design and piloting. Co-design approaches, supported by implementation science expertise, have been shown to improve adoption and appropriateness in healthcare settings. Equity-centered evaluation. All funded projects should explicitly measure access and outcomes across demographic groups, age, income, digital literacy, ethnicity, and geographic location. Disaggregated data will reveal whether digital interventions reduce or widen existing health disparities and will provide evidence to inform equitable policy design. The NIHR's April 2026 Invention for Innovation Award of £2.31 million for digital chronic disease interventions is important, but evidence quality remains uneven, with significant gaps between trial-demonstrated efficacy and real-world effectiveness, and substantial barriers to implementation in routine NHS settings. Editorial, The Lancet Digital Health. What this means for patients: digital tools for managing chronic conditions have potential to increase access to monitoring and support, but design must account for varying digital literacy. Solutions should also be paired with human clinical support rather than replacing clinician contact. For clinicians, new digital interventions will require integration into existing EHR workflows and clear protocols for responding to remote data. Without adequate time allocation and interoperability, these tools risk becoming additional administrative burden rather than clinical benefit for policymakers. Innovation funding should be contingent on real-world effectiveness measurement and equity analysis. Parallel investment in interoperability infrastructure and implementation science is essential to realize the public health value of digital tools and avoid widening existing health disparities. Frequently asked questions: what is the NIHR Invention for Innovation, I4I, scheme? The Invention for Innovation scheme is a NIHR funding program designed to accelerate the development and early-stage evaluation of innovative health and care technologies and interventions. The scheme prioritizes projects that address unmet clinical needs, offer potential for cost-effectiveness, and show readiness for testing in NHS settings. The April 2026 round awarded £2.31 million specifically to digital and home-based chronic disease innovations. Why is there a gap between trial results and real-world effectiveness for digital health tools? Randomized controlled trials of digital interventions typically involve motivated, enrolled participants who receive regular research support and have reliable technology access, conditions that do not reflect typical NHS populations or clinical settings. Pragmatic effectiveness studies, conducted in routine care with diverse patient populations and standard clinical workflows, often show smaller or null effects. Publication bias and short trial durations also contribute to overestimation of real-world benefit. What barriers prevent adoption of digital chronic disease tools in the NHS? Key barriers include digital literacy gaps among older and lower-income patients, lack of integration between standalone apps and NHS electronic health records, insufficient clinician time for monitoring and responding to alerts, unclear clinical protocols for acting on remote data, and inconsistent broadband access in some regions. Without addressing these implementation barriers, even well-designed technologies may not achieve adoption or clinical impact in routine NHS settings. The NIHR's commitment to digital chronic disease innovation reflects sound policy judgment. Rising life expectancy and disease burden demand scalable, efficient care models. However, the accompanying Lancet Digital Health editorial makes clear that funding innovation alone is insufficient. Future awards should link innovation grants to pragmatic effectiveness measurement, interoperability infrastructure investment, and equity-centered implementation science. Only through this integrated approach can digital tools realize their potential to improve chronic disease outcomes and reduce the clinical and economic burden on health systems across global health settings. Source: Digital Demands for Chronic Disease Research and Management, The Lancet Digital Health, April 2026.